Pay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by StanBig at all Konse Pay points. This time check is brought to you by StanBig Bank.
18 hours on Phoenix, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Government urged to reassess impact of Sino Metal Tailings Dam spill. First migration to 100% e-voucher system begins. And in global news, Kremlin says US-Russia talks were constructive as ceasefire deadline looms. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Care for Nature Zambia is urging government to reassess the short and long-term health and environmental impacts of the February Sino Metal Tailings Dam spill in the Copperbelt, following a United States government order for its personnel to withdraw from affected towns. Organization Executive Director Zama Kearns has expressed concern over the absence of a comprehensive report detailing contamination levels and mitigation strategies, with spill tracers still visible in waterways and agricultural land, posing health risks to local communities. Ms. Kearns warns that government's reactive approach risks repeating similar oversights in regions like Kanchibia and Mumbwa, where mercury contamination has raised public health concerns and government remains silent on the matter. Yesterday, the U.S. government ordered the immediate withdrawal of all its personnel from Kitwe and nearby areas affected by the Sino Metals mine tailings dam spill, on the basis that newly available information reveals the extent of hazardous and carcinogenic substances, including arsenic, cyanide, uranium, and other heavy metals, as well as the immediate and long-term health threats that these contaminants pose as long as they remain in the environment.
We feel that government has not taken the steps that they should have taken, especially in terms of informing the people to what extent communities have been affected by this pollution. We were waiting for a comprehensive report, which was also supposed to lead to cleanup action, such as remediation. The last time we spoke to people from Kalusale, they said that the crops are still standing. There's still traces of the acid within the soil, because this report was going to guide on the action that was supposed to be taken for cleaning up the pollution. What we heard was the consultant that was given this assignment had some challenges, and they were looking for another consultant. So for us who are in the outskirts of Zambia, we are still waiting for this report.
The Ministry of Agriculture has begun the migration of the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, to 100 electronic voucher system, with a warning to staff to avoid engaging in corrupt practices. Permanent Secretary John Mulongoti says the ministry is watching every player involved in the FISP program and will not entertain abuse of the system in achieving its intended objective. Mr. Mulongoti says as FISP transitions from direct input supply to 100% e-voucher system, no sharing of input packs, selling of inputs, and selection of preferred agro-dealers will be tolerated in the program. Speaking during an orientation meeting for officers in the remaining 42 districts which have migrated to the e-voucher, Mr. Mulongoti also charged staff not to direct farmers to redeem inputs from agro-dealers that do not have inputs. Meanwhile, Mr. Mulongoti says the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, and the Zambia Integrated Agriculture Management Information System, ZIAMIS, have been integrated to enhance monitoring of maize sales by bonded farmers.
make sure that we encourage the farmers to go to agro dealers who have been submitted the regime. They should walk away with inputs. Not an agro dealer who will take a new regime today and come and get your inputs tomorrow. It doesn't work like that. I'm watching you. Go and do the right thing. People sharing the gas, that thing should not happen to people. You know the ones who did this. I've asked my directors to make sure that the officers who misbehaved last year, who misbehaving in the right term, should be done.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has dismissed media reports suggesting that it is secretly altering electoral rules and introducing electronic voting ahead of the 2026 general election. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has described the allegations as unfounded, misleading, and aimed at creating unnecessary public anxiety. Mr. Kasaro has assured that the Commission operates strictly within the provisions of the Constitution of Zambia, the Electoral Commission of Zambia Act, the Electoral Process Act, and regulations promulgated thereunder. In a statement, Mr. Kasaro says the process of amending any Act of Parliament cannot be undertaken unilaterally by the Commission. He explains that such changes follow a defined legislative process, which involves, among other things, stakeholder consultations, cabinet approval, presentation of a bill before Parliament, and parliamentary debate and enactment before assent by the Republic President. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has directed that it is mandatory for all filling stations to issue smart invoices for all business-to-business or B2B transactions. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala, however, says for business-to-consumer or individual transactions, smart invoices are to be issued only upon request by the consumer, while all remaining sales are not that are not invoiced must be consolidated into a single summary invoice, which should be generated at the end of each business day or shift, as applicable. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala, however, says smart invoices are to be issued only upon request by the consumer when it comes to business-to-consumer or individual transactions. Mr. Nzala says the authority therefore advises filling stations to ensure strict adherence to this directive to remain compliant with smart invoicing requirements. He has also disclosed that the authority has embarked on a vigorous nationwide campaign to onboard all filling stations onto the smart invoicing platform to ensure there are no business encounter disruptions in operations or delays in claiming input VAT, particularly for entities that depend on fuel purchases. Mr. Nzala says so far, a total of 494 filling stations have been successfully onboarded, with Lusaka leading with 281 filling stations, followed by Kitwe and Ndola with 30 each, and Chiwombo with 23.
As the Zambia Revenue Authority, we are directing all filling stations to ensure that all business-to-business transactions are captured and invoices issued from the smart invoicing system. But for the business-to-consumer transaction, the filling station can issue a receipt upon request from the buyer. At the end of the day as well, the filling station is required to ensure that for business-to-consumer transaction or individual transaction, all the invoices or the receipts should be compiled into a single invoice, and then that is the treatment that the Zambia Revenue Authority will use to capture all those transactions.
In global news, the Kremlin says U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and Russia's Vladimir Putin have held constructive talks as Donald Trump's deadline for Moscow to agree a ceasefire in Ukraine looms. Foreign policy aide Yuri Ushakov said that during the three-hour meeting, Putin transmitted signals to Witkoff on what he called the Ukrainian question and received corresponding signals from the U.S. side. More about the negotiations would be shared after Witkoff reported to Trump, Ushakov added. The BBC now reports on this and other global stories.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff held talks with President Putin in Moscow ahead of a crucial deadline. Mr. Trump wants Moscow to agree to a truce in its invasion of Ukraine by Friday. Kiev says more pressure is needed on the Russian economy. There have been warnings about rapidly deteriorating conditions among almost 500,000 refugees in western Ethiopia. The MSF charity says aid cuts by major donors, among them the US, mean food services have been suspended in most camps. The highest tariffs US administrations imposed on any country have come into force against Brazil. Donald Trump's linked them to what he calls the persecution of the former president, Jair